Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Jane, and you might recognize my voice. 3 days a week, I'm the receptionist that answers the phone at the front desk. It's my pleasure today to read God's Word with you. Today is Monday, July 27th, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Our first passage is from Exodus 26, verses 1 through 10. But I'm going to back up just a little bit and lay the groundwork that'll kind of help us understand why God is telling Moses what he is when we get to chapter 26. Moses has been up on the mountain with God and then went on up in the cloud, and God gave Moses some really specific instructions. And among those, starting in chapter 25, were offerings that Moses could accept from God's people. And in verse 3 of chapter 25, God says, "Here is a list of sacred offerings you may accept from them: gold, silver, and bronze, purple, blue, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat hair for cloth, tanned ram skins and fine goatskin leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil and the fragrant incense, onyx stones and other gemstones to be set in the ephod and the priest's chest piece." Verse 8 really lays the groundwork for what we hear in chapter 26. "Have the people of Israel build me a holy sanctuary where I can live among them. You must build this tabernacle and its furnishings exactly according to the pattern I will show you." The last verse of chapter 25 says, "Be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I have shown you here on the mountain." God has made his plans very clear with Moses and has given him exact instructions on the construction of this tabernacle. Now we begin chapter 26. "Make the tabernacle from 10 curtains of finely woven linen. Decorate the curtains with blue, purple, and scarlet thread and with skillfully embroidered cherubim. These 10 curtains must all be exactly the same size, 42 feet long and 6 feet wide. Join 5 of these curtains together to make one long curtain, then join the other 5 into a second long curtain. Put loops of blue yarn along the edge of the last curtain in each set. The 50 loops along the edge of one curtain are to match the 50 loops along the edge of the other curtain. Then make 50 gold clasps and fasten the long curtains together with the clasp. In this way, the tabernacle will be made of one continuous piece. Make 11 curtains of goat hair cloth to serve as a tent covering for the tabernacle. These 11 curtains must all be exactly the same size, 45 feet long and 6 feet wide. Join 5 of these curtains together to make one long curtain, and join the other 6 into a second long curtain. Allow 3 feet of material from the second set of curtains to hang over the front of the sacred tent. Make 50 loops for one edge of each large curtain." Very interesting that we hear that the materials to be used are exactly the same items that we heard that were offerings that Moses could accept from the people: fine linen, goat skin, blue, scarlet thread, purple thread. These things were to be used to make the tabernacle. Okay, what was the purpose of this tabernacle that they were making? God wanted a place for him to reside, a temporary place, so that he could travel with them as they made their long journey across to the promised land. This journey that they thought was not going to be too awfully long, but ended up being 40 years. This is the tabernacle that went with them every day, every night, and was with them as a holy place for their worship as they made that trip. Now we move over to Psalm 16, a psalm of David. Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for a refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land that you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety, for you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. David comes to God asking for safety. He says, you are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. You know, that's still the truth. Every good thing we have comes from God. In verse 4, it says, troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I heard in a devotional one time that if we wanted to know who we worshiped and what we worshiped, just look at our checkbooks. And we would see what was important to us and be able to know whether or not it was really God and what God had for us. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. Verse 7 says, I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. God's with us day and night. Verse 8 says, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. What a comfort to know that indeed God has promised us that he will be with us day and night, every second, until the end of time. Will you spend a moment in prayer with me? Father God, we do come to you asking for safety. Lord, we know you are with us each and every minute of every day, and we come thankful for that. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you shower on us each and every day. There's no way we can begin to number them, name them. Father God, we also come to you asking for forgiveness for the many sins. Lord, we know that each and every day we disappoint you. We do things we shouldn't or don't do what we should. We speak when we shouldn't, or maybe we don't speak up when we should. Lord, please be with us. You've promised that you are until the end of time. And it's in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray today. Amen.